Welcome to Audiophile, where we hear from the University of Maryland journalism students about the stories they're covering. I'm Caitlin Bolavinitz, and today we're talking with Emily Woody about her article, Professor Spotlight, Zilong Chen's. Thanks so much for being here today. So tell me a little bit about Zilong Chen.
Well, he's a teacher at the business school, and what I found really interesting is that he came here from China, and so what he does is head trips from Maryland with students to China so they can look at Chinese business and industry. So he's basically using his connection with China to benefit the students here at Maryland.
Okay. What was his favorite trip he's taken to China?
Well, one trip that he really found interesting was a trip that they did after the Olympics was held there. So they basically got to talk to businesses who sponsored the Olympics and how asking them basically how their business went up because of the Olympics and all the ads that ran and things like that. So the students got a firsthand look at business in a really cool way. And they got to see, you know, the Olympics was still set up as far as stadiums and decorations and everything. So they basically had a once-in-a-lifetime chance there to see what it looked like.
Do students benefit from the trips afterwards?
Definitely. Professor Chen was saying how he's had multiple students have trips or internships to Hong Kong and things like that in the summer after they had visited because they made connections with prominent business owners overseas. So they're basically networking while they're over for the 10 days that they're over there.
Who else have you covered?
I covered Professor Frank Alt. That was my first teacher profile for the Munch. And he was really interesting. He's a great teacher, won a ton of awards, so it was really cool to talk to him. And he was thrilled with the article I wrote, which makes me really happy because it was the first one I had done. And I also interviewed the vice dean for the business school. And he was really cool to talk to just because it's the one he just got recently promoted to vice dean. And I found that really great that he would give me his time since he's probably one of the busiest people at the school.
How do you select who to profile?
I basically go down the staff list for the business school and email about 10 people a week, and three will maybe get back to me, and I'll space out those interviews throughout 3 weeks because I'm supposed to turn in a teacher profile per week, and then that'll cover me for almost the month, and then I'll start sending out more emails again. It's hard to get teachers to write back because they are very busy.
What's next for you?
Probably more teacher profiles until this year runs out, and then I'll try to look for maybe another beat in some other magazine. I like doing online magazines because I can work around my schedule and write from home so that I can do it kind of at my leisure. So something like that.
Thank you so much. I'm Caitlin Bolavinitz signing off.